Hunting season is over, but the fishing season is in full swing. Bader Sports Center in Phillips has what you need for a fun, successful day on the ice, like Ion and StrikeMaster electric augers, beaver dam tip-ups, jigging rods, ice reels, jigs, and live bait and plastic lures. Plus, all the cold weather clothing to keep you warm from head to toe. Check it out online at BaderSportsCenter.com or find them on Facebook. Bader Sports Center, next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Well, the events for the month of February, March starting to stack up. Of course, you got the dumpling pork kraut dinner with the Knights of Columbus. Father Otto Weber Council 2639 at the St. Andy's Padua Center here, Park Falls, Saturday from 3:30 to 6. Always a big event. And you've got the fundraiser helping out local folks. For Bo and Kathy Heinsky, they're doing an event at Vichy's Pub on Saturday. It starts at 3 o'clock. There's live music. Shane Kronberger, other local artists, will be on performing, and they'll have raffles and fun, and a dollar from every pint of beer will go for them also. There'll be drink specials, and I'm sure there's raffles going on with tickets for that available. And that's all at Vichy's Pub right on Highway 13 here at Park Falls on Saturday, February 8th. The event will start at 3. Some real good live music for you to go in and enjoy on Saturday night. So have a beverage and enjoy Shane and the folks down there at Vichy's Pub. Real nice event. We'll get to some more local stuff. Hour 2 of Reality Radio is coming up after our twice an hour news and sports update here throughout the morning.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump insisting that the United States should take over the Gaza Strip. Reaction from the Middle East, a resounding no from officials in Jordan, Egypt, Turkey, and some European countries. President Trump says he wants to open Gaza to private development and turn it into the Riviera of the Middle East. Offers for federal government buyouts have now expanded to include the entire CIA workforce. The president is expected to sign a new executive order aimed at banning trans athletes from women's sports. Here's ABC's Rachel Scott.
It directs federal agencies, including the Department of Justice, to enforce it. And if universities do not comply, the White House warns they could not only lose federal funding, but also face legal action. The president is expected to sign this at an event later at the White House today. And they do expect some sporting organizations, including the NCAA, to follow suit.
Police in suburban Columbus, Ohio, are searching for the person who opened fire on workers inside a cosmetics warehouse. One person killed, five wounded. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Oneida County snowmobile trails are set to open on Friday, February 7th, according to an article published by Brittany Merlot and information posted by the Northern Trails Unlimited Snowmobile Club. You'll be able to take the sleds across 1,100 miles of trails starting at 8 a.m. the first Friday in February. They would like to remind you that all lake and river trails are still considered unsafe and shouldn't be used unless they're clearly marked by a local snowmobile club. If you have questions on specific trail conditions, you can contact the local snowmobile club by visiting their social media sites. And as always, please, please remain safe. Accidents can occur far too quickly. Wednesday, February 26th from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m., there's a fundraiser takeout meal for the Handicap Access Fund at St. Francis Catholic Church, hosted by the Country Cafe. They ask that you please call ahead for large orders, which is 10 or more. Otherwise, you can stop by Country Cafe 4:30 to 7:30 for your takeout orders that will include a choice of chicken dumpling soup or chili. also served with a sandwich and a cookie. It is $10 per takeout. And once again, this is happening Wednesday, February 26th from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Country Cafe. Two Wisconsin cities made the top five Midwest cities to move to in 2025. Lisa Hale has details.
Appleton comes in at number 4. Waukesha is number 5, all on the list of the best Midwest cities to move to this year. Consumer Affairs compiled the list by looking at 100 of the most populated Midwest cities and evaluating their safety, affordability, economy, education, and quality of life. Rounding out the top five are Arlington Heights, Illinois, Naperville, Illinois, and at number 1, Carmel, Indiana. And the worst city in the Midwest to move to? Detroit, Michigan.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Venus Robertson, the Green Bay woman, shares why Black History Month is special for her.
You need to be proud of your history. For me, it just means a bunch of possibilities. Looking at the road that was laid before me, opportunities that were put out for me, things people went through to make sure that I have a chance.
Her story includes dressing up as a different person every day. It's a way to teach kids at the Boys and Girls Club about the richness of Black culture.
Tradition here, but Black History Month, Miss Venus is going to dress up every single day. I really wanted them to see, like, you can be anything you want to be. That is my heart. I want to be a role model for the kids here.
Venus is sharing history while shaping the future. Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
The Badgers roll past Indiana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Wisconsin with another win over the Hoosiers in Madison, 76-64. The Badgers jumping out to a 26-4 lead early in the contest. Head coach Greg Gard.
Scores that we can put on the floor from a variety of positions helps us. Defense has to make a decision. Who are they going to take away? And the unselfishness of this group, how it moves. I mean, you have 13 assists on 26 baskets and Klesmet with 6 assists. That just shows me the unselfishness of this group. And that's important for really good offense. You have to be unselfish and a willing passer, and they just want to find who's open from Wisconsin. That's their mission.
Marquette with another loss, this time on the road against St. John, 70-64, in front of 16,000 fans at Madison Square Garden. Rick Pitino turning that program around. NFL place kicker Mason Crosby announcing his retirement from football. 16 years with the Packers before brief stints with the Rams and the Giants. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather. We have some snow on the way late this afternoon and tonight. Could get snowfall amounts from about 3 to 5 inches by the time everything winds down tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow it will get windy with some blowing snow. Today, cloudy, snow developing by mid-afternoon, 25. Snow tonight, 14. Windy, blowing snow, 24 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 8 below.
And more of Reality Radio here on 98Q. We're at 98qcountry.com. We're on the Civic Media app. We got Gray Gunderson in here. Big G's hanging around, showing a little bit of interest. Good morning, Gray.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's been an interesting last week plus with me being in and out, and I appreciate all your help in filling in.
Oh, my pleasure.
It's just one of those, the bug, and I mentioned this yesterday, that any time in radio, it's always tough because your job is to talk.
Yes.
And usually when you get sick, the last thing you want to do is talk. You just want to shut up, and because usually there's stuff going on in your nose and your chest. And radio's tough because you feel like you got to come back and do your job, but it's it's a little bit tough to get her moving here. So
I'm just glad to have you back and healthy, get that green tea going, and get some radio made.
Yeah, we got to delve in. We haven't done a gray area in a while. We've got some archived podcasts for you at 98qcountry.com. We think you'll get a kick out of them. When we do a segment like this, and we delve into the gray area, and we end it, and Gray and I look at each other and go, that was pretty good. But then we know it was, we think our people will be entertained by it.
Or every once in a while, just my favorite one is when you hit the buttons to turn the microphones off, we just sit there and chuckle for a second. You know, it's just like quiet laughter for 5 or 6 seconds. That's a great way to start the day.
Kind of like, what was that? What did we just do?
Yeah, that really happened.
Yes.
It's coming to terms with what just occurred.
So ladies and gentlemen, we have today a list that I conjured up. These things just come to me just quickly, and I write them down. And then you. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have today the top five list. It'll be my list, and Gray will have a top five. Did you get
it? I wound up with four. Okay, I came today with four. Three ready to go, and I've thought of another.
It's the top four plus one things that I thought were bad, but ended up being good as I delved into a couple of these things yesterday. I thought to myself, this is worth a top five list. So I'm going to give you an outside looking in, first of all.
What do you got?
So technically, I have six. One thing that I thought that I would never subscribe to that I did, talking about the apps and all that stuff and watching TV, was the NBA League Pass. I thought the NBA League Pass, I thought, why would I want the NBA League Pass? Why would I want to do that? Why would I want to pay $20 a month to watch these overpaid whiners yell at referees? And then I'm a Timberwolves and Bucks fan. And the number one thing I like the best about the NBA League Pass, if you're a basketball fan, is they turn on the cameras inside of the arenas a half hour before the game.
Oh.
So you get to not only have the play-by-play of the game, but you get no commercials. And you get all of the stuff that happens in between. So you get all the dancers ahead and the halftime show where the guy tries to win $1 million by shooting a basket from half court. All that stuff you get. You feel like you're at the arena.
You get that's exactly what I was thinking, yeah. Was you get to hear the echo.
Yeah.
Normally your ears are filled with the talking heads.
And usually like a half hour before the game, they put the camera inside the DJ booth at the Pfizer Forum, and they show the guy mixing all the tunes and stuff like that and trying to get the crowd all jacked up. It's fun. It's fun, and you get to watch the players warm up, do their warm-ups on the sidelines, and high-five and hug kids and give autographs. It's like going to an NBA game without having to actually go to the NBA game. So that's my outside looking in.
Oh, no. So like I warned you before we started this, I missed. My list is a little different than yours, and okay. It's even more different than I realized.
All right. Since you don't have a number five, I'll just give my number five. My number five of things that I thought were bad but ended up being good was the elimination of the serious reduction of live auctions.
Oh.
There's still some live auctions, but with the pandemic a lot of stuff went online now. Of course,
yeah.
We have Heckman Auction, Bennett Auction. They all do a great job. And I realized to me yesterday, as my wife and I were picking up stuff from a Heckman Auction in Phillips, I thought to myself, wait a minute, Joel. You're always complaining about live auctions being gone, but yet we get auctions in February. We've never had auctions in February before, but now through the auction service of like Heckman Auction, Scott and the folks do a great job. We get it all year long. It's pretty cool.
You know, and that kind of could start a bit of a series of dominoes, because that gives me a couple ideas. The pandemic really did push a couple technologies that were totally coming anyway.
Yeah.
But so like you've got that, for example, grocery store pickup options.
Yes.
That was a thing that wasn't a thing until 2020.
Was not a thing.
I immediately thought of another one and have lost it. Zoom, teleconferencing.
Mm-hmm.
Skype existed, but it was nonsense. It was that, oh man, that was like running a Model A down a modern highway.
Yep.
And that thankfully is gone. So there, I've got a couple. We can say I have five now.
You technically have five.
Grocery
all right.
Pickups.
Number four on things that I thought were bad but ended up being good. Gray, what is on your list?
The word pulchritude, Joel.
The word pulchritude?
It actually means beauty. It's the quality of beauty. See, I told you I missed. And one of the things was, one of the reasons I missed was that I did this on my phone. And so I made a list, and I had to title the list. And I was going to title the list what you said, things I thought I would dislike but that I ended up liking. My phone didn't allow that long of a title, Joel, so I was forced to leave it as things I thought I'd dislike. Now, in my head, I'm thinking, I'll remember what this list is supposed to be, but I'm afraid it kind of took on that cast. Things I thought I'd dislike, but meant better or are better. So the word pulchritude, that's my first one.
Okay, well, Big G is in here, and at some point, if you think of something, Big G, that you thought was bad and is good, you jump in at any point, okay? Because we're in the middle of our...
Kind of caught me off guard here.
Well, use that brain. Joel's number four of things that I thought were bad but actually are pretty good. And you may not agree with this one, but I'm going to go with self-checkouts.
Ooh, yeah, another pandemic push. I'm into it. I'm 100% into it. I don't like if they've replaced a person, but at the same time, when I walk by four full lines And then there's an empty self-checkout. Yeah. I know what I'm doing.
You can go to a grocery store now, get a gallon of milk and $7 for a dozen eggs and get out of there fairly quickly, yep, because a lot of times you have to stand in line. And also, hats off to the gentleman running the self-checkout lane at Pick and Save and Phillips yesterday. Listen to this. So we go through the self-checkout lane, and which are very good at Pick and Save, by the way, even with discount items and stuff like that. We go through, and my wife has tomatoes. Anytime you have produce at a self-checkout lane, it's a gamble. You might need help.
Is there a barcode? Do you have to weigh it?
Yep. My wife lays it down there. She says, tomatoes. The gentleman who was helping out said, what do you got there? And my wife said, Roma tomatoes or whatever. And he goes, I think he said 4507. So he knew the code. I was just like, yes, employee of the month.
Yes.
I've seen, save right there.
I've seen people do that at Super One. It's just, you know, they'll call Cindy over. Cindy, what's the code for bananas? And Cindy just rattled it off.
He had it right there. Nate Bargatze has a great stand-up bit about self-checkouts, that he goes into self-checkout wherever his grocery store is. He goes in there at 3 o'clock in the morning and spends like an hour learning the whole system. So when he comes back during the day, he's that guy just helping everybody out, just yelling out code. Bananas 2107, just firing off codes left and right to learn the whole system.
So you can be like everybody's dad, pretending he knows everything. Just like, yeah, exactly. I'm ready for anything anybody has for me.
So self-checkouts, I'm okay with it now. All right with it. Number three, Mr. Greg Gunderson, on things that we thought were bad but ended up being pretty good.
Sitting in my car as an activity. Look at Rachel nodding over there. She knows. So I don't do it as much now that I'm working in a job that I love so much. But when I was living in Eau Claire, when I was working in a hotel, the day would usually end with I'd pull into the parking lot, I'd park my car, I'd turn it off, and for some reason I'd just stay there. Because, I don't know, it felt like the rest of my life began. Now, if you had told me that people did that, I would have thought, wow, those people need help. And I'm not saying this happened on the days of my best mental health, but boy, there was a lot of solitude and peace and tranquility just in my own car.
I'll admit that when I go places, like when I go referee and stuff like that, sometimes I'll intentionally leave early to get there 10, 15 minutes ahead of time, get there, park the car in the parking lot, and just kind of...
Oh, yeah, unwind.
Just kind of that quiet, sit there.
I discovered the meaning of the word unwind, I think, when I was about 20, and it was sitting in my car.
Yeah. So when you get to places, you don't have to get out. If you're early, just chill out a little bit.
No, Rachel used to ask, like, are you home? Like, yeah, I'm home. Like, what are you doing? Well, I haven't gone inside yet. Are you in your car? Yeah. Why? Well,
you know, all these cars now, you can shut the key off and as long as you don't open the door, the radio plays for 10 minutes. Well, so you can sit there listening to WCQM and
just
relax.
But how you just described it, great, that's kind of weird.
Well, so you should actually read what I wrote in the note, Joel. It was, sitting in my car as an activity, that sure came into my life.
Yes, I like it, though. I like it. Any place you can find solitude and just that... breathe in, breathe out, yoga moment, whatever it is, wherever it is.
I think anybody who, you can hear this note in my voice, I'm not happy that I like doing that. I don't think it's good that I enjoy it, but I still enjoy it, and I have accepted that.
All right.
You take a nap in there once in a while, too?
I don't think so, but if, you know, a quick snooze may have occurred, and you don't always know when those happen.
That's right. Yep. All right, number three on the list of things that I thought were bad, but I actually ended up being pretty good. Number three for me... Culver's serving shrimp. I don't know if you've had the shrimp at Culver's. It's a great to-go. It's a good little to-go meal if you're on the road in the big city. And $12-$13. It's a nice little treat. Hats off to Culver's.
Good.
Serving some shrimp.
See, I would want to believe if I saw that. I didn't know they were selling shrimp, so I'm glad to hear that it's good.
Yeah.
I don't do a lot of shrimp, though, because I ate a lot of it as a kid. And just like has happened to you, I got sick, can't do it anymore.
Number three on Gray's list of things that I thought were bad were actually good.
Well, we're talking food items. I was glad to see you start that. The McCrispy.
The McCrispy.
The McCrispy.
At McDonald's.
I was thinking, you got a McChicken, it's right there, so there's obvious room for improvement there, but I thought, do I expect McDonald's to improve on a chicken product, much like an existing chicken product? And the other side of myself said, no, Gray, you don't expect McDonald's.
So this is the up-a-notch sandwich. This isn't the cheapy, this is the next up one? Okay.
I was never a McChicken guy, and people really, I dislike that, because McChicken folks seem to really like them. McCrispy, though, that's where it's at.
So is that that McCrispy, is that a good car eating sandwich, or is it kind of messy? I mean, I basically go with whether you're driving, when you're bowling, you eat with one hand pretty much. So I just basically go with the two cheeseburger meal because you can take those in a couple of bites. And I make chickens. But when you're in a hurry and you're driving down the road, you don't want to get a Big Mac because you're going to have more sauce and stuff all over you than.
Yeah.
And when you sit at the
table. You
have
to think of that. So. When you come through the drive-thru, that has to be something you take into consideration.
Well, clearly you're a man of taste, so you know that there's a certain level of sauce that helps hold things on, but too much past that and you end up with that Big Mac effect. You get too messy. The stock out of the box, the way it was designed on the blueprint, McCrispy, is bun, chicken, pickles, bun.
Okay.
Nothing else, which means there's no sauce to cement the pickles in place, but a good grip, one hand, with a gentleman with hands your size,
yeah.
I think you can fend for yourself.
It's true. I mean, a Big Mac in store or at home is fine, but a Big Mac trying to drive is trouble.
Yeah.
It's all trouble.
Yeah. Tangent, just five-word tangent, bring back the Big Mac snack wrap.
Big bag. Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. What? Where did that go?
Outside looking in. The big bag.
I tell you, like Kentucky Fried Chicken, used to have Chicken Littles. Man, those things, you get a bag of six or eight of those, and that was the cat's meal.
Cat's meal. Yes.
Yeah, and they haven't had them since I was for years and years and years.
So. I remember Burger King did chicken fries and some really high octane marketing for it during NFL games.
Yes, we're inside the gray area with Joel Karnick, Greg Gunderson, and special guest Big G. Did you do number three yet?
The McCrispy was mine.
Okay, number two. Let's do your number two, Gray. Things that you thought were bad but ended up being good. Number two.
I've got People. Not the magazine. That's not for me, but other human beings.
Just be... It's a pretty general category.
I mean, you can't tell me that you don't know what I mean when I say I didn't think I'd like you.
Yeah, I know. It's true. It's true.
The Abraham Lincoln said it. I don't like that man. I must get to know him better. And I believe that's the right way to live.
Yeah, that's very true. All right, number two on my list of things that I thought was bad and ended up being good is coupons. Paper coupons. They've pretty much gone away, Big G, haven't they?
Yeah, they have.
But
now you got to go on your phone or your digital device. And
if you go on the right apps, there are, and the reason why that I'm thinking that they're good now is if you do the right apps, you can save a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
Through the apps.
Yep, definitely.
McDonald's app is very good. The Subway app is wonderful, and not having to stand in line on Subway, folks. If you haven't done, put the Subway app on your phone. Order the sub. You can walk in there. You don't have to worry that Bonnie from the lawyer's office is in there ordering foot-long subs for everybody that she's ever known, and it takes 2 hours. You walk in. Your sub's right there. You wave at the person behind the counter. You may or may not grab the right sub off the tray, and you're out of there. So paper coupons, gone. I'm fine because the apps save you a lot of money.
Or maybe you're worried. Maybe you don't want your friends to know what sandwich you order. You just punch it in on the app. You don't even tell them. You just walk in and grab it and you walk out.
Yeah, and I think the people behind the counter, like at Subway, actually, I think they enjoy it because it does make their job a little less stressful because they can tell you when it's ready. They don't have to, there's not 12 people in line. They can say, okay, your sub is ready in, 20 minutes or 10 minutes, however busy they are. So.
I think most of my interaction with couponing has come from the Discovery Channel, which means there are two flavors of couponing I've experienced, and they are both to the extreme. One was from like mid-2000, 2005 or so. There was a show called Extreme Couponing because it was discovered people who...
Bins and bins of coupons.
Five carts of groceries, and they paid me a dollar to take them away kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And then like 2 months later, I feel like it was at the same time, My Strange Addiction, the couponer episode came out. So it's like, hold on. The other office in your production department is encouraging these people. Like, what? How does TLC really feel about coupons?
Although I'll say that the transition is from bad to good, I do miss the coupon, the fold-out manila thing that you would categorize your coupons. My mom always had them in bread. You go under B's for bread coupons. She would clip every coupon and she would put them into categories. And maybe some people still do that, but anybody who's over 50 either did or has a parent that did the alphabetized They put them in order of the coupons, right, Big G?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
That, I think, falls firmly between our generations. I never watched any, or maybe it just wasn't happening in my family. We didn't coupon a lot. Nobody really did. But yeah. That feels like you're basically creating a Yellow Pages for your shopping trip, which is a combination of obsolete technology.
Yeah. Well, that was, I remember I'd grocery shop with my mom. She would get beans, and she would say, Joel, check to see if I have any coupons. And she, as she would look at the beans, I would page through to see if there's any bean coupons in there. That's what you did. All right, we're delving. We're in the number one, the top number one things that I thought were bad but ended up being good. Gray, what's your number?
I only had four.
Oh, you only had four.
You got all four of mine.
Oh, I thought you had one left. Okay, I'll give you my number one then. The fish sandwich at Quick Trip. Oh.
I'm still in the camp of I think that would be bad.
But try it.
I trust you, Joel, but you're scaring me with this.
If you check fish sandwiches on Friday at Quick Trip, I think they're like $1.99 or $1.49.
Oh, Joel, two of your items are seafood. I'm worried.
Sorry, McDonald's, but they're a lot better than yours. It's a good. Many times on a Friday, I'll grab them just to go as a little snack or something.
You know,
the fish sandwich, Quick Trip on Fridays.
I mean, let's zoom out and call it what it is. You're talking about gas station seafood.
Well, I'm telling you, it's pretty good, though.
It's not gas station sushi.
No,
and I understand we're talking about the one and only Quick Trip, which I revere, but I'm very nervous.
No.
It makes me nervous.
Give it a shot. It's good.
Make sure the time label on it has a lot of time left on it when you grab
my
that.
My apologies again to McDonald's, but Quick Trip's got you on the fish sandwich on Fridays. They got you.
McDonald's hasn't had a challenger. They needed someone fresh on the street because the fish sandwich, the Friday fish sandwich thing, like it's been solid. It's been the old reliable, but it hasn't changed. It hasn't improved. And when things stagnate to human beings, things that stagnate seem worse over time. That you got to keep ramping up, bigger, better, faster, and right now.
I do have a food tilt of mine, don't I? Yeah.
Speaking which, Rachel mentioned she was concocting a smoke signal to alert me to the fact that snack wraps are apparently coming back.
Oh, really?
I don't know if it'll include the Big Mac snack wrap, and I only have her scrawled ransom note to me to tell me any of this. But
How does the McRib keep coming back? You have a McRib?
You know, it's one of my favorite sandwiches.
You like
they only
McRib?
Have it 1 month a year, though. But I like them. They're good.
The Quick Trip little rib sandwich is very comparable to the Big Mac.
The
Big
McRib.
Mac one. And not quite. The McRib, I think, sticks with you a little longer than the Quick Trip one does. But still pretty good. Still pretty good.
Big G, I'll admit, your McRib relationship has made my life a bit more interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Specifically because before I knew you and interacted with you regularly, the first time every year that I heard the phrase, the McRib is back, was when I would drive by a McDonald's and see it on their sign. But this past year, now that I've worked here for a year, we've gone through one McRib cycle.
Oh, yeah.
And I was alerted to the arrival of the McRib cycle by Big G saying those four words, the McRib is back. I was like, man, did that really just happen?
It always comes back right around Thanksgiving.
Yeah, right around that November, time frame, yeah.
Well, we were deciding what we were going to do for lunch here at the station one day. He asks me quite often what I'm going to do for lunch because he's very conscientious and likes to include me in his plans where possible. And I had had a sandwich or something, and he said, I asked, what are you doing? He said, well, the McRib is back. And that was the end of the sentence. I was like,
that's
kidding me.
One of my favorite callers ever on the Deer Hunters Roundup. A gentleman called in from Ojibwa, and I said, how's the hunting out there? He said, I'm not a hunter. And I said, what else is going on? And he said, well, the McRib is back. And that was the great line.
Oh,
and it's a great line for any pause.
McDonald's, if you ever want to give me marketing tips, I'm not going to use them, but I still want them because you astound me. You really do.
All right, I got one.
Okay,
I got one.
Oh,
finally.
The finale. This is the finale. Big G's got one.
All right, golf simulators.
Things that I thought were bad,
when
but
I
are
first,
actually good.
When
right.
I first went
That's
over
right.
there and you're going, you look at this small room and when you're like 6'4" and that light bulb is only a couple inches above you there, and it's like, well, how am I going to swing in here, you know?
Right, right.
But once I've tried it a couple times, you're actually swinging. I know you can't see anything on the radio, but you're actually swinging this way. You're not swinging where you're going to hit that light bulb, but when it almost feels a little claustrophobic the first time you do it.
Right, right.
So
once you trust it.
I tried it a couple times, and it's fun. It's a good chance to get out there and swing some clubs, and You know, the ones at the lanes there, you can go play Pebble Beach or you can play Whistling Straits. I mean, it's really a lot of fun, and it's gives you a little time to swing in the winter time. So,
yeah, how about a list inside the list? Joel's top three favorite things about simulated golf. Number three, you don't have to yell four. Number two, no putting. And number number one, you don't have to walk so far. There you go.
Yep.
It is. You play 18 holes on there, and your hands might be a little sore from swinging because it's a lot of swings, but it is kind of nice not having that 18 holes can be tough sometimes.
Yeah.
It is.
You don't need a golf cart either.
It's a good substitution in the winter, and they've got two simulated golf stations at the lanes. They've got leagues going on. People can go down there, and you can golf anytime you want. Just call ahead.
So you can go right on their online there and book your time. And
it's very realistic.
Get four friends together and go have some pizzas and
beverages.
And
it's very realistic because every golfer knows what a good golf shot feels like. You hit the ball and you're like, ooh, that just felt good. And on the golf simulator, those are the ones that go. And then when you hit a crappy one, you're like, oh, I'm hoping the golf simulator didn't pick that up. No, it did. It picks it all up. Those are very nice. So the lanes has those golf simulators. Good addition. Good delve into the gray area. Thank you, Gray.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
And if our listeners have anything that they think that they could add to this, things that you thought were bad but ended up good, text it to us through the Civic Media app, and we'd be glad to share it with our listeners.
Hey, Big G here, and I've got to tell you about one of my favorite places to eat, Lena's Northern Pines and Resort. They've got fine dining, beautiful year-round cabins, even deliver pizza and anything on the menu. Call 715-208-2795, Fridays and Saturdays, from 4 to 8 p.m. Save your flyers, collect 20, and your next pizza's on Lena. Don't miss nightly specials Tuesday through Sunday. Friday's all-you-can-eat seafood buffet and a new porterhouse steak. All trails lead to Lena's Northern Pines, your dinner destination. A Lakeshore Drive in Butternut, Arlena's Bar and Grill in Glidden.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, they craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Their strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. As the number one brokerage in the Northwoods, they can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive their commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
Hey, hometown folks, gear up with Winter Cooperative on Main Street in Winter, Wisconsin. Hometown proud and here for you. They've got it from groceries to hardware and everything in between. Need a hammer, a loaf of bread, or maybe some warm apparel? They got you covered. With a huge store featuring a full hardware hank section, Winter Cooperative is your one-stop shop for all your needs. Stop by today and experience the friendly service that keeps winter going strong. Winter roads can be tough. Make sure your car is ready with BC Auto Repair, Towing, and Recovery. Locally owned for 15 years, they've got the latest technology to handle all your ADAS system calibrations, keeping your advanced driver assistance systems in top shape. Plus, as your mainline Falcon tire dealer, they'll equip you with the best tires for safe winter driving. Located just 3 miles east of Highway 8 and County Road A on Lound Road in Prentice, Wisconsin, BC Auto Repair has your back all winter long.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes Dr. Douglas Bull.
My role at RAMC is as an ophthalmologist that encompasses medical and surgical care for visual problems. I'm able to see the joy in people's faces on the next day after surgery on their post-op visit and how much improvement their vision has developed since the surgery. It's never lost on me how important that is to patients.
Learn more at RAMCHealth.com.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. Today, you're going to pay down your credit card bill. But you decide when you'll pay it.
Before the due date, so those interest charges don't get you.
But you decide if you pay it in full.
But you definitely should, because again, interest charges.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then you're in charge.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every story matters. And the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Venus Robertson. The Green Bay woman shares why Black History Month is special for her.
You need to be proud of your history. For me, it just means a bunch of possibilities. Looking at the road that was laid before me, opportunities that were put out for me, things people went through to make sure that I have a chance.
Her story includes dressing up as a different person every day. It's a way to teach kids at the Boys and Girls Club about the richness of Black culture.
Tradition here, but Black History Month, Miss Venus is going to dress up every single day. I really wanted them to see, like, you can be anything you want to be. That is my heart. I want to be a role model for the kids here.
Venus is sharing history while shaping the future. Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have some snow on the way late this afternoon and tonight. Could get snowfall amounts from about 3 to 5 inches by the time everything winds down tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow it will get windy with some blowing snow. Today, cloudy, snow developing by mid-afternoon 25. Snow tonight 14, windy, blowing snow 24 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 8 below.
98Q Country.
Stressed down a run lane, racing down the interstate, spilled hot coffee down the front of my jeans. Work, work, pay the rent, money and my time spent. Not a minute left for me to be me. Been going light, nothing can wait. I gotta get my priorities straight. I need to live a little, have some fun, take some time, waste it on number one. Find the girl that brings my whole world to a stop. Live a she is, think about maybe Miss Wonderful I haven't met yet. It just hit me like a wrecking ball. She's giving me a wake-up call. I need to live a little, have some fun, take some time, waste it on number one. Find a girl that brings my whole world to a stop. Live a little, love a lot. Sand between your toes, unplug, unwind. Step out in the sunshine. I need to live a little, have some fun, take some time, waste it on number one. Find a girl that brings my whole world to a stop. Live a little, I need to live a little, have some fun, take some time, waste it on.
Let's go!
Want to connect with us?
Oh, yeah.
We got one of those Facebook thingies if you want to follow us.
98Q Country.
They wake up in the morning and they drink their coffee black. Fear.
fishing hole. That's how country boys roll. Yeah, they work, work, work all week till the job gets done. Weekends they barbecue and have a cold one. They run on a big old heart and a pinch of skull. That's how country boys roll. Yeah, they're spinning their wheels, casting their reels way back on the Mole County roads. Singing in bars, souping up cars, just to see how fast they'll go. From it falling blow to them falling in love, they do everything heart and soul. That's how country boys roll. Well, if you don't know your way around, they'll draw you a map. And if you're broke and you ask, they'll give you the shirt. Dollars to fold. That's how country boys roll. Yeah, they're spinning their wheels, casting their reels way back on the Mole County roads. Singing in bars, souping up cars, just to see how fast they'll go. From that
Billy Currington in 98.2 Country. Oh, we have some big news. We mentioned it yesterday during our live broadcast at Wheelway, but we want to reiterate it again today. And before I get into that big news, I want to thank Gray Gunderson for pointing out the fact that I put a physical calendar in the studio here, a physical calendar that I can actually look at and see what the date is. It's the 5th day of February, 2000. Hang on. 25, and Gray pointed out to me that as I look at that physical computer hanging on the wall, that I am looking past not one, not two, but three computers that also have the capability of showing physical calendars on them and the physical date. In fact, one of them has the date right on it every single day, every single day of the year. There's something about an old-timey calendar. They're getting harder to find. That you can just take the thumbtack and just push it into the wall, and every month you got to flip it. There's something wonderful about that still that I find joy in. The big announcement today, by the way, is that our Brewer Bus Trip is set. We have set the date for the Brewer Bus Trip. It will be June 21st. That is a Saturday. And hang on, let me reach over. You can't do this on your fancy schmancy computer, Gray. I'm going to flip up these things here, and I'm going to look at June 21st. Oh, wait a minute, June 21st, I got to flip that down, and no, that's a Saturday. All right.
Old school, Joel.
Old school. Look at Big G here. He's got scribblings on here that the cryptic Egyptians would be proud of. You can hardly read it.
Yeah,
that's very nice.
No power cords, no computer screens. The power goes out, we're still in business.
Yeah, the old calendar, that's right. Yeah. The power goes out, you still got a calendar. Take that, technology. So our Brewer Bus Trip is set, and I am so excited. I am so excited because Major League Baseball changed their rivalry games this year. And one of the Brewers' rivalries is the Twins. So they changed it from 2 2-game series to 3 3-game series against your rivalry teams. And they moved the games to the weekend. And when I heard that, I thought to myself, oh, we got a chance here. We got a chance to see Brewers, Twins. We had a couple people, several people the last year or two have talked about maybe doing another trip over to Target Field in Minneapolis. So it works out that Saturday, June 21st, the Brewers will play against the Twins at Target Field in downtown Minneapolis. Fun stuff is you get to see a different stadium. If you've been to AmFam Field, you get to go see Target Field in downtown Minneapolis. Another advantage is you don't have to drive in downtown Minneapolis. All right, we'll take you there, drops you off. And number three, it's a little bit shorter. Target Field, I think, is about probably a half hour to 45 minutes shorter than it is going to Milwaukee. And it's a Saturday afternoon game. Now, we will take sign-ups starting tomorrow on this, because I got to get Rachel all the info and make sure we got all the price set. But I believe it's going to be the same price-wise as it has been for the past. I think right around $100. We're going to solidify that. And that's for your ticket and the ride on the Krug Tour Bus. So Saturday, June 21st, we're going to go see the Twins and the Brewers play at Target Field in downtown Minneapolis. We're going to leave at like 8 o'clock in the morning. The game is at 1 o'clock. And then we'll be back in Park Falls and Phillips area probably no later than 9 or 10 or so. So put that on your calendar. Don't call and sign up yet. We'll start sign-ups tomorrow for our Brewer bus trip, Saturday, June 21st. Brewers at the Twins at Target Field in downtown Minneapolis. I'm very excited to be going there. I've been a Twins fan all my life, but I'm excited for Brewer fans because we did this pre-pandemic, and I think we had 2 or 3 buses, and it's just fun to go to a different place and see a different stadium. So I'm excited for you, our baseball fans. Sign up on that. We'll start tomorrow.
98Q Country.
What's going on, mama? Something just dawned on me. I ain't been home in some months. Been chasing songs and women, making some bad decisions. God knows I'm drinking too much. Yeah, I know you've been worrying about me. You've been losing sleep since 93. I thought you should know that all those prayers you thought you wasted on me, you must have finally made their way on through. I thought you should know I got me a new girl down there in Jefferson City, and she lets me fish whenever I want to. Yeah, I'm still proud of where I came from. Stay on the dance floor. Can you believe I'm on the radio? Just thought you should know. Thought you should know. Thought you should know. Mean to ramble on you. How's everything back at home? Yeah, how's that garden coming? Is dad still doing dumb shit? And how'd he keep you this long? Yeah, I'm sorry that I called you so late. I just miss you. Those prayers you thought you wasted on me,
must have finally made their way on through. I thought you should know that I really like this girl down in Jefferson City, and turns out she's a lot like you. Yeah, I'm still proud of where I came from, still the only dance on the bus is leaving, so I gotta roll. Just thought you should know.
Doug Stone at 98Q. Hey, hope you have a great Wednesday. We got McKay in the midday next. Greg Gunderson pulling the whole shift today from 2 until 7. Thanks for making us a part of your Wednesday. We'll see you back in here tomorrow morning. McKay in the midday is in next.
I hope she makes you smile the way you made me smile. On the other end of a phone, in the middle of a highway, driving alone. Oh baby, I hope you hear a song that makes you sing along and get you thinking about her. Then the last several miles turn into a blur, yeah. I hope you hear a song.
from a friend hanging on to a guy. You just sent him, I hope you stay up all night, all alone, waiting by the phone. And then she calls, and baby, I hope you work it out. Forgive and just about forget, and take her on a first date again. And when you're leaning in for a kiss, she makes you feel the same way about her that I feel about you right now.
Like this world spinning faster than it did in the old days. So naturally we have more natural disasters from the strain of a fast pace. Sunday was a day of rest. Now it's one more day for progress. Drinking ice cold cherry coke, where everything is black and white. I'm picking on the sixth string. People pass by and you call them by their first name. Watching the clouds roll by. Bye-bye. Sometimes I can hear this old earth shouting trees as the wind blows. That's when I climb up here on this mountain to look through God's window. Now I can't fly, but I got 2 feet to get me high up here above. You call them by their first name. Watching the clouds roll by, by, by. Sometimes I dream I'm driving down an old dirt road, not even listed on the map. I pass a dad and son carrying a fishing pole, but I hold up every time I try to turn back. I miss Mayberry, sitting on the porch drinking ice cold cherry coke,
when everything is black and white. Picking on the sixth string when people pass by and call them by the first name. Watching the clowns roll by, 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 by.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry. Preston, Jordan, Egypt, Saudi Arabia all speaking out against President Trump's plan that Palestinians should leave Gaza immediately. So U.S.